This past summer, Russ started taking missionary brothers out on evangelistic hitchhiking trips, three-day hitchhiking trips. So they would walk out of Evansville with a sign that said, you know, Terre Haute or some other town, and come back. They would come back in time to open the Lord's Day. So they walk out Thursday morning and then come back on Saturday. And this kind of, there were certain restraints, sort of the distance that you can get to in that amount of time and then get back. So they've made 7 trips like this since July. And Russ and Peter are going to share about that. So let's have Russ and then Peter. Y'all can just take it away.
Thanks. Howdy, y'all. So my name is Russ Lyons. I actually grew up in Burnsville. And my folks, I found out a little later, were almost going to send me to Trinity.
It counts.
But the people of Praise actually moved in next door to me when I was living at the U of M, and I've been doing mission work in Indianapolis and then Evansville since 2007. So it was overcast when we got dropped off in Rockport, Indiana. There it is. And Peter Coleman and Joe Balger and I decided to share words. We'd just done a prayer time before we go out to do some mission work. We don't really have a script, so we rely on the Lord to give us what to say. Joe Balger had a word to talk about the Holy Spirit, and we had a word about speak simply. The people we're going to go to today are already prepared. So with that, we hit the streets. We're led to one house, and then another house a little further away, and then another house a little further away. No one answering the door until we get to a house where a young woman comes out, Eve. And we say, the Lord sent us here to Rockport to talk about the Holy Spirit. She says, well, we're Pentecostal. She says, well, y'all probably know about the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Adam, comes up and says, yeah, we got baptized in the Spirit last weekend. Do you want to come in? So he invites us in, and we sit down. He's in his early 30s. Thin and pretty mellow guy. Eve is a little shorter than he, long brown hair. They're both looking for work right now. And we have a 10-minute prayer time where we ask the Lord, what do you want to do, Lord? And then we wait. And after getting done, Adam says, you know, while I was praying, there's this speech that I have to give that just kept coming to mind. And the Lord said, give glory to me. I have to give a speech tonight before some prosecutors and judges about this faith-based rehab program in which my wife and I were saved in. We gave our lives to God and got free of drugs. These prosecutors and these judges are wondering, do these things work? You know, are these programs doing any good? We talked a little bit about that, and he invited us to stay actually the night. And so we went out to do some more mission work and left him to work on his talk. While we were walking around Rockport, nobody else wanted to hear about God. Nobody else. You know, everyone else we talked to. So we arrive back a little before dinner, head out to this banquet where we're actually going to have free dinner. It was awesome. And Adam gets up there in front of all these judges and prosecutors and organizers and says, there is one reason I'm standing here before you clean. The Lord Jesus Christ. And he just took that meeting for God. Glorified the Lord. The next day, he dropped us off outside of Rockport on our way to Tell City and said, my wife and I were talking, and we've never done a prayer time like that before. We want to do that every day. And you have always got a place to stay in Rockport. Please come back.